Hey, good morning to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am still getting hung over my hangover the weekend of events, I guess you could say. So I want to congratulate Eddie's car that he got here. This is his Pinewood Derby car. He beat every other team, right? He got a little medal here by at least like two lengths. I have to put the videos up. I recorded his little runs so you can see. He did an awesome job in racing this car. But then it set up a whole series of missed expectations, over expectations by myself. And the impact, I was looking at it being late. And the whole time I'm just frustrated with how it was organized and the lackadaisical effort of it that in the end took away fun from the kids. It made me do a lot more work or thinking hopes for something else that wasn't going to happen. So I'm going to explain that, how that relates to the daily scrum, how teams starting as a team are very important in your events and what you do in your meetings, and talk about why, how you get there, some practical and tactical stuff. So again, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours and extra work to get there and get home to family and friends. Can you have fun so you can maybe race Pinewood Derby with your kids? So this weekend, you know, I think I showed this as the product. So this is the final product that Eddie did for his Pinewood Derby. And he screwed in this part. So it's glued in, screwed in. We glued in the wheels so the wheels don't pop loose. We learned that lesson from last year. And he did really good. Problem is he had baseball practice at 11. And we, you know, it's supposed to start at 9 and get going. And it's supposed to be smaller groups. So it'd be done. And they were not ready. They were not prepared. They didn't do their proper organizational planning and everything like that. Oh, and why I do that? Because tonight we do our Tuesday night show. I'm going to play. Do USA Jobs. USA Jobs from last Tuesday, posting that up along the thing. It's scrolling through to see, get encouraged about jobs. There's plenty of jobs out there. It just takes a while to get them sometimes. If you need any help or anything, we do have a couple programs to help get you through that process. But we'll go there later, another time and everything. So one of the things happened. So he won. And in the end, he got this little tiny medal. And the sad part about this medal, it doesn't even say whether or not he won first place or third place or whatever. And every kid got the same medal. I mean, there's one thing, a participation trophy that everyone gets, and this to get a non-distinct medal. But here's the thing. Even when I was a kid 40 years ago, we got little tiny plastic trophies that, you know, said what place you won, like first place, second place, whatever. And last year, they did this thing. They got, so compare this to this. This has nothing. This says best of the Derby. So he won a prize for best looking car last time. And he also got a giant trophy. So he got this little trophy. His other trophy is like off the map for how he placed overall in the Derby last year. So all he got this year was a little thing. So I kind of felt bad for him because the expectation was he was going to get, if he did well and he raced well again, he would get a trophy. And they kind of dropped the ball and all they gave is medals. And I don't know if that was part of the lack of planning and everything getting into it, or they just weren't prepared. I mean, this one has an engraved plaque that actually says Best of Derby, and it's got the district and everything on there in the year and everything, and that has nothing. So, you know, you can't remember that stuff. And I still have my trophies from 40 years ago when I was a kid. I don't know why, but I just did, because it was a nice achievement. They actually won something. And I think they took it away from those kids. Then I asked about, well, is there like a district-wide thing or a group? And then like, so my pack leader sent me something from last year, which is a product owner issue, managing your product issue. And it was on their website to register. And dummy me didn't realize it was last year's, because I'm assuming my pack leader wouldn't send me something from last year, but yet they did. And I went in, oh, we'll register, we'll do it, we'll do the big race, because his car was like super fast. I figured he might win a nice trophy, because he wasn't sure to hell wasn't getting it from his district. And anyway, that was a farce. That was wrong. They left up their stuff and the ability to donate money, which I did donate money to the group, but that was for an event last year, so they still took my money, my credit. It was $5. I don't really mind about the $5. I don't mind donating extra money so some kid can get in there and race and all, but not when you're not racing at all and it's still up. Anyway, that goes to a life cycle of software. You have to be able to pull it down when it doesn't apply anymore. Anyway, so what was happening was at this event, and this would draw me to Daily Scrum. What happened was they were still letting people, well, one, they weren't set up. They had, I'm like, I figured they at least be in a place that had the slope and everything set up, but they didn't. They started that late. They didn't start setting up to almost not 8:30 or something like that. They should have been there earlier, because this thing was supposed to start at 9. They were still letting people come in and register for the contest at 9:30. They were supposed to start at 9. Therefore, we went all up to 12. There was another event coming in for a basketball game later in the afternoon, so they had to get out. So they didn't. The kids didn't get a chance to enjoy it. There was no, like, nothing. And then in the end, it was just a little medal that had nothing there, so there wasn't even a final race to say who was the best in the district, where typically you do that. You have every level, and then the top of each level would race, and then you would get to see what you did. But they ran out of time. Right. So they didn't get to do that. It was like a real quick push out of the way. Quick, we did it. We survived. We ran it. Let's run away. So the quality of the event and the final presentation, the trophies, was lackadaisical. It was low. As I said, I mean, this was the presentation from last year. And that was, you know, for best looking car. And he's got a giant trophy for winning. And this year he won everything in his group and got a non-distinct medal. That's so disappointing. But the whole idea of being late, one of the things I do in daily scrums and meetings is I set a buffer up. So many people have the expectation if you set the meeting like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 9:30, whatever, everyone starts at that time. When this day of remote stuff and people pack in meetings, that's not physically possible. But what you want to do as a scrum master, say, hey, let's have a buffer. Let's be realistic. It ain't going to start at the same time. We want everyone there. We don't want you coming in 10 minutes late. Or in this case, people were registering a half hour after start time, which, of course, would lead to everything being late because they should have started the races at 9, right? Just because you're late and you think everyone's got to cater to you, that's not the way it works. And the impact is all these other kids get impacted because a few people were late coming in and they had to rush everything at the end. They didn't even get to do a final race at the end because they ran out of time. Same thing goes with daily scrum. You want everyone in the team to be there. So set up a little buffer. You know, oh, we don't need a, yes, you need a buffer. Okay. This is the one time I would be like, you know, everybody wants to direct people. This is the one thing I would say. Yes, you need a buffer. Now you pick, is it going to be a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you know, into the meeting? Now we have a 15-minute meeting, so it can't be 5 minutes because you lost a third of the meeting. And then if you have to leave early, you now you get like a 10-minute meeting. So it's like a 2 or 3 minute thing, you know, 1 or 2 minute maybe that, hey, I'm going to start the online thing within 2 minutes. We start talking about the daily scrum or any event you have. And the reason why you do that, you want everyone to be there to participate, to get the full, everyone kind of see what's going on. You don't want people coming in later and have to repeat yourself. Part of the efficient part of the time is I don't want to have to repeat myself 10 times. That was a battle I had with one manager who would, instead of having one meeting where he had everyone there, would meet with every individual, discuss the same topic. I'm like, dude, no wonder why you have no time in the day. You're having 10 meetings, which we should be accomplishing one meeting. So 10 times a half hour is 5 hours. So you spent 5 hours talking about stuff that we should have done in a half hour. So, you know, you spent 10 times X the amount of time. You wasted all that time. So the beauty of getting everyone there, you're efficient, your time, you use it. Everyone hears the same story at the same time. And you're not telling 10 different stories, because one of the other problems he always had, he would talk to 10 different people and he would get different pieces of feedback. It was an endless loop, by the way. He would get all these different pieces of feedback and he would try to modify everything as it goes. Then he had to go back and go hit the other 10 people again because he modified what he wanted to do. I was like, you're killing me. Modify it in the meeting you're in. Get everyone on the same page. But he was killing me. Anyway, nice guy. Nice try for what he wanted to do. But to be honest with you, from a meeting efficiency point of view, that's why everyone complains, right? So get your meeting started on time. Give it a little buffer. This is practical and tactical advice. Always say there's a little buffer. Don't start like, oh, we're going to start at 8 o'clock because that's what time the clock says on the Outlook. No. And don't set it for 8:05 on the thing. Say, I'm going to start the sharing at 8 o'clock. We're going to start the meeting at 8:02 or 2 minutes in or 1 minute in, whatever it would be. Give you enough time to settle in and transition from your last meeting, because we acknowledge it exists. Just acknowledge it. Move on. Right? But say we are going to work together. We're going to start and we're not repeating it. You're a professional and you need to be there. If you can't be there, let us know and tell us what you're going to do. So that's what I'm going to share today. Show the impact of being late. Poor kid. This car is actually really freaking fast. The way he cut it out and everything. He marked it off and I helped cut it. He sanded it and everything. He did everything himself. So this is the final product from a product owner. As you can see, the product owner decided not to repaint it, right? It was his decision. And another product owner makes the call, right? It's enough. And it was enough to kick every other car's butt, which is such a shame. He did a good job. This is an awesome car. And I heard one person say they used their car from last year and just modified. Well, that's not the point. That's the point. You modify the car. The point is you make a new car and you have new designs and typically that is really agile where you just modify from what you had before. But still, the point is, as the kids get older, they do this themselves and they mature in their abilities to do things on their own. There's more to it than just the Pinewood Derby, right? There's more to it. It's them achieving something, their first chance to achieve and build something their own and decide whether or not what goes into it. Anyway. Put a buffer in, start on time, use your time effectively. Don't turn what should be done in a half hour into 5 hours and then rehashing those 5 hours. Keep repeating because every time you touch it, everyone changes it. So that's the advice for today. Keep tight on your meetings. Start as a group. Get as a group. Don't have to repeat yourself a million times. And people understand that, right? You might have to tell them a few times, but they'll get the hint, and they see the ramification of their own being late all the time. And if they don't, you have a side meeting with them. I said, look, man, I'm not repeating myself. We're not going to have everyone repeat, waste their time because you're late every time. You need to, what's the problem? Do we need to change the start time? You know, and that's the other thing you offer to them, right? If they're always late, ask them, well, what would be a good start time? Do we need to modify the start time? Give me some feedback. Let's as a group change it. And that's the self-organization part of Agile. Anyway, y'all have a great day. Happy scrumming. I wish you the best. Oh, we got a comment. Oh, shoot. We got a comment. Love this. Dylan loves this. Okay, Dylan. Thank you very much. So yeah, start on time. Don't waste everyone's time. It's an endless loop, but I see so many teams do that and it just bugs the crap out of me. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy your day. Take care. Bye. See ya.